You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, March 15th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, yes, regulators need AI expertise, but no, they can't afford it. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. ChatGPT caught regulators by surprise when it set off a new AI race. As companies have rushed to develop and release ever more powerful models, lawmakers and regulators around the world have sought to catch up and rein in development. As governments spin up new AI programs, regulators around the world are urgently trying to hire AI experts. But some of the job ads are raising eyebrows and even chuckles among AI researchers and engineers for offering wages that, amid the current AI boom, look pitiful. The European AI Office, which will be central to the implementation of the EU's AI Act, listed vacancies early this month and wants applicants to begin work in the fall. They include openings for technology specialists in AI with a master's degree in computer science or engineering and at least 1 year's experience at a seniority level that suggests an annual salary of £47,320 or $51,730. Across La Manche, the UK government's Department of Science, Innovation, and Technology is also seeking AI experts. One open position is head of the International AI Safety Report, who would help shepherd a landmark global report that stems from the UK's Global AI Safety Summit last year. The ad says expertise in frontier AI safety and/or demonstrable experience of upskilling quickly in a complex new policy area is essential. The salary offered is £64,666, or $82,730 a year. Although the EU listing is net of tax, the salaries are far lower than the eye-watering sums being offered within the industry. Levels.fyi, which compiles verified tech industry compensation data, reports that the median total compensation for workers at OpenAI is $560,000, including stock grants, as is common in the tech industry. The lowest compensation it has verified at the ChatGPT maker for a recruiter is $190,000. There is a brain drain happening across every government across the U.S. At OpenAI's Amazon-backed rival Anthropic, creator of the Claude chatbot, the median compensation of $212,500 still far outstrips what regulators are currently offering. The lower 25th percentile for jobs in machine learning and AI is $172,500, according to levels.fyi. Stock grants included in tech industry compensation packages can turn into huge windfalls if a company's value increases. OpenAI is currently valued at $80 billion following a February 2024 share tender first reported by the New York Times. There's a brain drain happening across every government across the world, says Nolan Church, co-founder and CEO at Faircom, a company tracking salary data to help workers negotiate better pay. Part of the reason why is that private companies not only have a better working environment, but also will offer significantly higher salaries. Church worries that compensation between private companies will also widen the gap further between the private and public sector. I personally believe the government should be attracting the best and the brightest, he says, but how can you convince the best and the brightest to take a massive pay cut? It's not new for government jobs to pay significantly less than those in industry, but in the current AI boom, the disconnect is potentially more significant and urgent. Tech companies and corporations in other industries rushing to embrace the technology are competing fiercely for AI-savvy talent. The rapid pace of developments in AI means regulators need to move fast. Jack Clark, a co-founder of Anthropic, posted on X comparing the EU AI office's salary offer unfavorably to tech industry's internships. I appreciate governments are working within their own constraints, but if you want to carry out some ambitious regulation of the AI sector, then you need to pay a decent wage, he wrote. You don't need to be competitive with industry, but you definitely need to be in the ballpark. The European AI office did not respond to a request for comment by the time of publication. A statement from Ian Hogarth, chair of the UK's AI Safety Institute, provided by the Department for Science, Innovation and Technology, says that his organization has rapidly recruited 31 engineers and researchers from companies including OpenAI and DeepMind. Demand to take part in our work evaluating frontier AI models is not slowing down, he said. While we do benchmark our salaries against those on offer in the industry, the technical experts that are joining us from the top of their fields do so seeking more than a high salary. They are joining to contribute to a critical mission to make sure these models are safe. Others hoping regulators and public bodies like the AI Safety Institute can provide a counterweight to tech industry power are less upbeat. The AI Safety Institute, for instance, wants to probe how models work to ensure they're operating safely. Empowering government assessors to directly test models is a promising approach to surfacing safety issues, but the success of any program is dependent on the resources it is provided with, says Harry Law, a researcher in the history and philosophy of AI at the University of Cambridge. Governments clearly cannot always offer competitive compensation for those with experience working with AI in industry, but they can relax existing rules to meet people in the middle. Law says the AI Safety Institute appears to be attempting to offer compensation that falls in between low government salaries and the more attractive packages found in industry, but only partially closes the gap. Targeting recent graduates, as the European office specifically does, could also help augment more experienced candidates willing to compromise pay for principals. Government and public sector AI organizations can offer candidates unique non-monetary benefits. It's obvious the public sector can't compete with OpenAI, but combined with goals to not be evil, it could be less laughable, says Lillian Edwards, professor of law at Newcastle University. She thinks that principal premium makes the EU and UK agencies' offers more attractive. Not everyone is convinced that method will work. I think what's going to end up happening is you're going to have these archaic governments with poor talent, says Church. This talent is at a premium today, and you know the brain drain will continue. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, forget chatbots, AI agents are the future. Checking in on Wired Science, climate change is bad for your health wherever you are. And on Wired Security, the emergency powers risk of a second Trump presidency. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.